Namo Buddhaya. Welcome to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dhamma Friends of Mahameonawa. The monks here are so happy to get to spend time with you now. Today, we'll learn a story about a very famous god who helped the Supreme Buddha when the Buddha was just a bodhisattva. The amazing thing is that when he helped the Supreme Buddha, he was just an animal. Now let's begin the day by going for refuge and taking the five precepts. Before we take the five precepts, we should think back about any precepts we may have broken since we took them the last time. It's good if we can tell our parents if we have, but even if we're too shy to do that, we can still make the decision right now not to break those precepts again. So, think for a moment if you've broken any precepts, and then we'll take them again together.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me, say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven, and to realize the Four Noble Truths. In this Gautama Buddha's dispensation, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya. Dear children, today I am going to teach you a beautiful story we find in the book named Vimanavattu. Children, this book Vimanavattu contains a lot of stories of heavenly mansions. So in this book, there is a story named Kantaka's Mansion. Do you remember the story of Prince Siddhartha? How Prince Siddhartha abandoned his palace? When Prince Siddhartha wanted to realize Nibbana, when Prince Siddhartha wanted to achieve enlightenment, he decided to let go of his palace. So one night, Prince Siddhartha called his most trusted minister, Channa, and took his beautiful horse named Kantaka and left the palace. When they left the palace, they crossed a river named Anuma, and after crossing that river, Prince Siddhartha departed into the thick forest, leaving Kantaka and his minister behind. When the horse Kantaka saw his beloved master leaving him, he became so ill because he was so sad. He couldn't overcome his sadness, and he died. Since he helped Prince Siddhartha to go into the homeless life and become an ascetic so that he could find enlightenment, after death, Kantaka was reborn in a heavenly world. He was a horse in his previous life, but after death, he was reborn as a god. So, dear children, in this story, we are going to learn about the god Kantaka. Dear children, the Buddha had a great disciple named Arahant Moggallana. Arahant Moggallana had psychic powers. He could travel to the heavens and he could see the deities, and he could talk to those deities. So one day, when Bhante Moggallana traveled to a heaven named Thavatinsa, he saw a beautiful mansion. It was shining brightly like the full moon. So he went into that mansion and he saw that mansion was decorated with gold, crystals, silver, and pearls, and rubies. Even the floor of that mansion was decorated. It was so beautiful. The pillars of that mansion were extremely beautiful, decorated with gold and all the pearls and gems. Bhante Moggallana saw that there was a beautiful pond next to that mansion. And that pond was so beautiful. It had clear, sparkling water, and he saw divine fish in that water. The bottom of that pond had golden sand, and there were a lot of lotuses and white lilies in that pond. Even the wind carried sweet fragrances throughout the air. On either sides of the pond, there were two forests, so beautiful. All the trees were full of flowers and fruits.
The mansion was amazing. Bhante Moggallana saw that there was a beautiful god sitting on a chair. And that chair was made of gold. It was so beautifully decorated. And that god was surrounded by a lot of goddesses, apsaras. And they were so beautiful as well. And they carried flowers and they were dancing, as if they were entertaining the god. Bhante Moggallana came to that god and talked to him. He asked, "Dear deity, you seem to be so happy in your mansion. You're like the leader of the gods. The whole environment is filled with beautiful music. The whole environment is so wonderful. There is beautiful music, the sounds of drums and conch shells and violins, and you all are enjoying the music. The goddesses are dancing and they are singing. You are enjoying these divine sights, divine sounds, and divine fragrances, and you seem to be enjoying." And Bhante Moggallana asked this god a question. He asked, "Dear God, what did you do in your previous life to gain such happiness? What did you do in your previous life? What kind of a virtue did you practice? Did you pay homage to someone to collect merits? Please tell me of what meritorious actions you did in your previous life to gain this beautiful mansion." So this deity, whose name was Kantaka, was so delighted at being questioned by Arahant Moggallana. He was so glad. So he explained what he did in his previous life. The god Kantaka said, "Bhante, in my previous life, I was born in the animal world. Animal world, children, is a bad destination. Those who are born in animal world cannot realize the Four Noble Truths. They very rarely get an opportunity to collect merits. But Kantaka was so special. He could collect merits because he was so lucky to meet the Bodhisattva, Prince Siddhartha." So Kantaka continued saying, "Bhante Moggallana, in my previous life, I lived in the proud city of Kapilavattu. That city was owned by the Shakyan people, and their king was King Suddhodana. Prince Siddhartha was his son." So the god Kantaka said, "Bhante, I was the dearest horse of Prince Siddhartha, and I was born on the same day as this prince." So Bhante Moggallana, one day at midnight, Prince Siddhartha came to me and said, "My friend, I am going to leave this palace in order to achieve enlightenment. After I have attained enlightenment, I will help others in this world to cross over this samsara. So, my friend, carry me." So, children, the god Kantaka said, "Bhante, when I heard my prince asking me to carry him, I was so happy. I was so overjoyed to hear those words. With great delight, I let the prince get onto my back, and accompanied with his most trusted minister, Channa, we left the palace. So, Bhante, I carried my prince joyfully As the sun was rising, we crossed over the river named Anoma and we approached another kingdom. There, my prince left us. Prince Siddhartha departed silently as if he had no attachment to us. Before Prince Siddhartha leaving us, I licked his sacred feet. I could see his copper-colored toenails. When he was leaving us, we watched him entering into the thick forest, and we were so sad, and there were tears in our eyes. As soon as he was out of sight, I suddenly got very ill because I was so sad and I couldn't bear him leaving us. I was so attached to the Prince Siddhartha. So since I couldn't bear the sadness, I became very ill and right there I died. So God Kantaka said, Bhante Moggallana, since I did this meritorious action, I carried the Bodhisattva and I helped him to abandon his palace so that he could become an ascetic in order to achieve enlightenment. So that was the merit I collected. That was the meritorious action I did. And as a result, after death, I was reborn in this heavenly mansion, and now I am a god. I was able to escape from my animal birth, because in my previous life I was a horse, but now I am a god. Now I am surrounded by all these divine pleasures. So the god Kantaka told his story to Bhante Moggallana. So children, on a later day, God Kantaka went to see the Supreme Buddha. When he went to see the Supreme Buddha, the Buddha taught him the Dhamma. God Kantaka listened to the teachings of the Buddha and he was able to realize the teachings of the Buddha, and he gained the eye of Dhamma. That means he became a stream entrant. Dear children, when somebody attains stream entrant, he will only be reborn at most 7 times in this cycle of rebirth, that is samsara. Within 7 births, they will for sure realize the Four Noble Truths completely and attain Nibbana. And they will truly be free from samsara. So God Kantaka was so fortunate to meet the Supreme Buddha and to learn his teachings and to become a stream entrant. So what we can learn from this story is, when we collect merits, it will give us happiness in our future births, and we will be able to reborn in a heavenly world when we collect merits. When we are reborn in a heavenly world, we will be able to learn the teachings of the Supreme Buddha and realize the Four Noble Truths and become stream entrants. So dear children, let us all determine to collect as much merits as possible in our lives. May all the children who listen to this program be able to collect merits and reborn in a heavenly world and realize the Four Noble Truths in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.
Meditation Verses, Maranasati, Mindfulness of Death. Now we'll chant some ancient verses that can help us think about mindfulness of death. Turn to page 178 in your chanting book if you have one. In the story we just learned, we heard about a horse, Kantaka, who was so sad that he died. Now, I want you to know that usually people and animals don't die just from being sad. So, you shouldn't be afraid of being sad. But you have some big advantages that Kantaka didn't have. You are now a human being, and you have the chance to learn and practice the Supreme Buddha's Dhamma. These are two conditions that the horse Kantaka didn't have. When we practice the Supreme Buddha's teachings, we learn how to overcome sadness that comes from attachment. We also learn how to think wisely about death. That's what the verses we're going to recite now will help us do. Let's chant together.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Pavata dipa tulyaya sayu santati akhayan parupamaya sampassan bhavaye maranasatin. Life passes towards its end, like the flame of a lamp, goes out by the wind. Seeing how others die, applying it to one's own life, one should develop mindfulness of death. Mahasampatti sampatta yata satta mata ida tata aham marissami maranam mama hesati. Just as beings that once enjoyed great prosperity are now dead, even so one day I too will die. Death will indeed come to me. Uppattiya sahe vedam maranam agatam sada maranattaya okasam vadhakoviya esati. Death has followed each and every birth, therefore, like an executioner, death always seeks an opportunity to destroy my life. Isakang anivattang tang satatang gamanusukang jivitang udayatang suryoviya dhavati. Life without stopping a moment ever keep on moving, runs on towards death like the sun that travels to set without stopping after it rises. Vijjubbula ussava jalaraji parikhayam ghatakova riputasya sabbattapi avariyo. This life comes to an end like a streak of lightning, a bubble of water, a dewdrop on a leaf, or a line drawn on water like an enemy. Death chases after one constantly. Death can never be avoided by any means. Svya sattham punyiddhi buddhi buddhi jinadvayam ghatesi maranam khipam khatu madisake kata. If death could come in an instant, even to supreme Buddhas, Pacheka Buddhas and Arahants, endowed with great glory, prowess, merit, supernormal powers and wisdom, what could be said of me? Pachayananca vekalya bahirajhattu paddava maramorang nimesapi maramano anukhananti. Due to the change of supporting factors, constant injuries arising internally and externally, the life heads towards death, changing every instant. Death will come one in the twinkling of an eye. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
I'm so happy we were able to spend time together today. We hope that you learned something new, and we really hope that you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. Now let's share merits. Today, by going for refuge, by taking the precepts, by learning the story of God Kantaka, by reciting these verses, we've collected lots of merit into our lives. And when we do that, we like for others to be happy thinking about this merit. So, may all heavenly beings, may our teacher Lokasonya Hunksa, may our parents, our friends, our teachers, may they all rejoice in this merit. May they soon experience for themselves the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.